B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Trista, how can we help you, madam?
Hi. So I need some help. I met this really great guy, and we've hung out a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a few dates. Like, we've hung out several times, and I just feel like we really connected. There was one night that, you know, I mean, we've made out, but we haven't really, you know, consummated. I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
You could definitely say consummated.
Just, yeah.
I would have gone more along the lines of penetration.
That's great.
Okay. We haven't done that.
Yeah.
But I really like him. And there was one night that it was just like really emotional. And he was like crying. And I thought, okay, maybe he's not ready. Maybe that's why we haven't, like, you know. And it seemed to be going well. We talked about life and family and goals. The fact that he cried in front of me, I was like, wow, you know, this guy and I are getting really close. And then all of a sudden, he's just like not responding to my text messages. He doesn't want to hang out so much.
Are you
maybe
sure you didn't?
That's why. Maybe he's embarrassed.
Okay,
because
let me ask you this question. When he cried, did you laugh?
No, I'm such a softie. I mean, I see a commercial of somebody crying and I like start tearing up. I actually got teary eyed too.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God, he likes me.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll give him a call and see if we can connect you guys again, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just talked to Trista, and she's looking for this guy, James, who right before he kind of like disappeared on her, it seemed like they reached the next level of their relationship because she said that they had a little, basically a cry session together. Like they were talking about stuff. He started crying. She started crying because he was crying. And now you figure that would be like the thing that brings you guys closer together. But since then, he's been kind of further apart and more distant. And by the way, I asked her, she didn't laugh when he cried. So are you still there, Trista?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Stay quiet. We're going to call James right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this James?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I'm sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. But the reason we're calling you is we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to call you on their behalf. It's for a good reason, though. Can I just explain really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So it's a girl who wanted us to reach out to you because she likes you. And you know who she is. I'm going to tell you her name. She feels as if you and her have a connection. She was telling us about, you know, the connection you guys have. And I got to be honest, I feel like you have a connection too. So basically, if you say yes, we'll set up any type of date you want with this girl. And like I said, I'll tell you her name. It's not a trick.
Who is it?
The girl, her name is Trista.
No. Thanks, but yeah, no, it's cool.
No, really? So,
yeah, no.
She said that you guys, like, you know, you bonded pretty well and that then you kind of blew her off.
Yeah. I mean, she's really cool, but, you know, it's not going to happen, you know.
Because she told us about the time that you cried and you had a good cry together, I guess.
You had to put it out there fast, didn't you?
Because when she told us about that, I was assuming that she laughed at you and that's why you didn't call her back. But she said she cried with you.
You could have said he got emotional, you know, he's throwing it right out.
Does that make you feel better? Remember that time you got emotional and tears came out of your eyes?
Yeah, she told you that.
She did.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's embarrassing, but yeah.
Hey, but here's the thing. Like, usually if you're comfortable enough to do that in front of someone, you think that means that you trust her and that the relationship's going, the momentum is good for the relationship, I guess.
It wasn't over like anything weird. I don't want to get into it.
Was the sex that good?
Yeah.
She's great. She's very pretty. It's not happening down there, you know? Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't get it up for her. And
well, you can't get it now, up. There we go.
Is that why you cried?
You know, it's weird. Like, I just, you know, I'm getting close to 40, and I know this can happen, and it was like 3 days. And it's not that it's not working. Like, it.
Okay.
Like, he and I were together, and then, you know, I went home and took care of things, and I just...
Stop talking for a second.
For her.
No, a lot of information
Jay's, Trista's listening to legit everything you're saying.
I don't get it. You, like, cuddled me after you cried, and I thought that it was, like, because you weren't ready.
It's not that I'm not ready. I'm trying. I try.
Let me look, Trista,
what am I doing wrong?
Trista, he was ready.
I don't know what it is.
Wasn't ready.
He's allergic to you. I don't know.
It's allergic.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't mean to be a dick about this, but you f***ing ambushed me on the radio. And,
when a guy cries, you know, it seems like he's emotionally open and available, and then you just blew me off and ghosted me. But
no,
I'm f***ing you with your dick.
It has nothing to be with emotion. And like, the only emotion is frustration. It wasn't any bullshit we were talking about. It was just, like, Tristan's very pretty. She doesn't have a stank about her or anything. Like, I don't know what it
comforting.
Is.
Ew! No. Oh, my God.
It should work.
Stop.
I don't know why it doesn't. That's why I tried 3 times.
Great.
Okay, so, I mean... Clearly, he can't get hard for you, but everything else seemed okay. So, do you want to see him again?
Okay, I think we're good here.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Before meeting somebody for the first time, just make sure that you actually know who you're meeting up with. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us for a Second Date Update on the 10th. We got one tomorrow that's hilarious. 7-7.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.